Good morning and welcome again to Shepherding the Pines Lutheran Church in Big Bear Lake, California. As you listen at home to the Word of God on the 23rd Sunday after Pentecost, we begin with the singing of the opening hymn, "The Day is Surely Drawing Near." In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. The gospel lesson appointed for this Sunday is taken from St. Matthew chapter 25, verses 1 through 13 as follows. Then the kingdom of heaven will be like 10 virgins who took their lamps and went to meet the bridegroom. 5 of them were foolish and 5 were wise. For when the foolish took their lamps, they took no oil with them. But the wise took flasks of oil with their lamps. As the bridegroom was delayed, they all became drowsy and slept. But at midnight there was a cry, "Here is the bridegroom, come out to meet him." Then all those virgins rose and trimmed their lamps. And the foolish said to the wise, "Give us some of your oil, for our lamps are going out." But the wise answered, saying, "Since there will not be enough for us and for you, go rather to the dealers and buy for yourselves." And while they were going to buy, the bridegroom came, and those who were ready went in with him to the marriage feast, and the door was shut. Afterward, the other virgins came also, saying, "Lord, Lord, open to us." But he answered, "Truly, I say to you, I do not know you. Watch, therefore, for you know neither the day nor the hour." This is the gospel of the Lord. We now sing the hymn of the day, "Wake, awake, for night is flying."
Amen.
Let us pray. Dear Heavenly Father, today you challenge us again to be prepared and ready to meet the Bridegroom, our Lord Jesus Christ, when he finally comes to take us all unto himself in the kingdom of heaven. To be prepared and ready with our oil and lamps burning when he comes to take us with him to the marriage feast. Now may the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be pleasing and acceptable in your sight, O Lord, my rock and my redeemer. Amen. The words for our meditation today is taken from the gospel lesson, St. Matthew chapter 25, with special attention to the following verses. And while they were going to buy, the bridegroom came, and those who were ready went in with him to the marriage feast, and the door was shut. Afterward, the other virgins came also, saying, Lord, Lord, open to us. But he answered, Truly I say to you, I do not know you. Watch therefore, for you know neither the day nor the hour. This is the word of God. Dear brothers and sisters in Christ Jesus, our personal Savior and the Lord of our Christian life, if I were to ask you this morning, how many times have you run out of gasoline? What would you say right now? Yes, how many times? How many times have you run out of gasoline? I am certain that most of us would say at least once or twice, if not more, during our lifetime. I must confess that I have done it several times. It is reported that every year at least 500,000 people in the United States of America call for roadside assistance because they have run out of gasoline. We might understand this happening a generation ago, but today we have warning lights in our vehicles that we are low in fuel and beginning to run out of gas. So for those of us who run out of gas, there isn't any excuse for that, is there? No, there isn't. And that's precisely what happened to the five foolish virgins in the parable of Jesus for today. Jesus said, The kingdom of heaven will be like 10 virgins who took their lamps and went to meet the bridegroom. 5 of them were wise and 5 were foolish. When the foolish ones took their lamps, they took no oil with them, while the wise ones took flasks of oil with their lamps. And since the bridegroom was delayed or late in coming, all of them became drowsy and slept. But suddenly at midnight, there was a loud cry. Here is the bridegroom, come out to meet him. So all the virgins, both wise and foolish, began trimming their lamps. The foolish said to the wise, Give us some of your oil, for our lamps are going out. But the wise ones answered, saying, Since there will not be enough for us and for you, go rather to the dealers and buy for yourselves. And while the foolish ones were on their way to buy oil for themselves, the wise ones were ready and went with the bridegroom to the marriage feast, and the door was closed. Afterward, when the foolish ones finally came back, the door was shut. So they pleaded earnestly, saying, Lord, Lord, open to us. But the bridegroom answered, Truly I say to you, I do not know you. Watch therefore, for you know neither the day nor the hour. Yes, it was too late for the foolish ones. The door was suddenly closed. And why? Because the 5 foolish virgins weren't ready and prepared to meet the bridegroom when he finally came. They didn't have enough oil in their lamps. Unfortunately, the same continues to be true today. There are many who aren't ready and prepared either, just like the foolish virgins and run out of gas. They don't believe in the warning signs because for them, there is always going to be another gas station ahead to refuel or gas up. They believe that they still have enough time or enough gas left in their tank to get to their destination. They refuse to heed or listen to the warning lights from God's word and the invitation to be ready and prepared to meet the bridegroom. They just aren't concerned about it, as the bridegroom is delayed in coming. But when he finally comes, it's going to be too late, because the door will be closed and shut, and they will not be able to come in and enjoy the marriage feast in the kingdom of heaven. When Jesus as a bridegroom finally comes, he will say to the wise virgins, "Come, you who are blessed by my Father, take your inheritance, the kingdom prepared for you since the creation of the world." But the same cannot be said about the five foolish virgins. Jesus will say to them, "Depart from me, you who are cursed, into the eternal fire prepared for the devil and his angels." This is what Jesus says in the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 24, verses 40 and 41. Two men will be in the field. One will be taken, the other will be left. Two women will be grinding with a handmill. One will be taken, the other will be left. And then Jesus concluded saying, "Therefore keep watch, because you do not know on what day your Lord will come." Jesus says in the Gospel of St. Mark, chapter 13, verses 32 and 33, "No one knows about that day or hour. Therefore be on guard, be alert. You do not know when that time will come." St. Peter also writes in his second letter, chapter 3, verse 10, "But the day of the Lord will come like a thief. The heavens will disappear with a roar. The elements will be destroyed by fire, and the earth and everything in it will be laid bare." Now, what about us? Yes, what about you and me again? Are we like the wise virgins, ready and prepared to meet the bridegroom, Jesus Christ, when he finally comes? Or are we sometimes behaving just like the foolish ones, not ready and unprepared? Is our tank full or is it running out of gas? I hope and pray that it is full and that we are ready and prepared to meet the bridegroom, Jesus Christ, at his marriage feast in the kingdom of heaven, when he finally comes again to take us unto himself, just as he has promised us. Jesus tells us that we too must be ready and prepared, because we do not know the day or the hour of his coming. He will come suddenly when we do not expect him, like a thief in the night. So may our prayer today be the words of the next hymn. "The bridegroom will call us, come to the wedding feast. May slumber not befall us, nor watchfulness decrease. But may our lamps be burning with oil enough and more, that with our Lord returning, we find an open door." May God the Father bless us and preserve us today through his Holy Spirit, as we are prepared and ready to meet the bridegroom, Jesus Christ, when he finally comes to take us all unto himself into the kingdom of heaven, to find an open door and our lamps burning with oil enough and more. In Jesus' name and for Jesus' sake, amen. Now may the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God the Father Almighty, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us always, to be prepared and ready to meet the bridegroom, our Lord Jesus Christ, when he finally comes to take us all unto himself into the kingdom of heaven. Amen. We now sing the hymn, "The Bridegroom Soon Will Call Us." Let us pray. Dear Heavenly Father, we continue to pray to you as the doors of our church are still closed. We pray that very soon we will be able to worship you again in your house of prayer. Until then, Father, keep us faithful to you as we listen at home to your word and the singing of the hymns every Sunday morning through this broadcast. Father, we also pray that you will continue to keep us safe and healthy, to comfort those who grieve and mourn the loss of their loved ones, to protect police officers and all other law enforcement, to help those who have lost their jobs to find unemployment again, and to bless our nation as we continue to say, "In God we trust, and God bless America." Father, we also pray for President Donald J. Trump and the First Lady Melania Trump, as well as for Joe Biden and Jill Biden, as the outcome of the election for president is still being challenged right now. Heavenly Father, we take everything, all these petitions and intercessions, to you in prayer, through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever and ever. Amen. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace. Amen. On this 23rd Sunday after Pentecost, we conclude with the singing of the closing hymn, "And Will the Judge Descend?" Amen.